This is a Voyascape podcast. You can find all of our travel podcasts from around the world at voyascape.com.
This episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. If you're anything like us, you don't just book trips, you run the numbers first. Is this flight actually a deal? Is that premium card pulling its weight? Should I use points here or save them for something better? Well, that's exactly what Smart Travel dives into. They break down which travel cards actually earn their keep and which ones just look impressive in your wallet. They'll walk you through the quick math for knowing when to pay with points versus cash, and they explain how to get real value from your rewards instead of settling for that tiny reward button at checkout. It's thoughtful, research-backed travel finance delivered in a way that feels approachable and actually useful the next time you're about to hit purchase. Travel smarter and spend less with help from NerdWallet. Follow Smart Travel wherever you get your podcasts. Welcome to Boldly Go Travels. You're about to hear the audio from one of our recent YouTube videos. For the full experience with drone footage, hotel walkthroughs, and all the visuals from our adventures, head to the Boldly Go Travels YouTube channel or just click the link directly to the video in the description. Enjoy the show. I promise you've never stayed at a resort like this before, because Casa de Campo honestly doesn't feel like a normal resort. It feels like someone built a 7,000 acre private country, then handed you the keys and a golf cart. One day you're in a medieval Italian village, the next you're on a white sand Caribbean beach, then you're shooting clays or riding horses past polo fields. We actually did both a site visit here and our destination wedding, and even seeing it twice, this place still shocked us. And the craziest part, even at 99% occupancy for our wedding week, it never once felt crowded. So let's break down why. If you're new here, I'm DeAndre, a Forbes-recognized financial advisor, and along with my wife, Taryn, we share luxury hotel reviews, destination tips, and smarter ways to travel better. We actually got married here at Casa de Campo, so we've seen how this place works from planning to wedding week to regular guest mode. If that sounds like your vibe, hit the subscribe button so you don't miss the rest of this series. So Casa de Campo sits in La Romana on the south coast of the Dominican Republic. It's basically between Punta Cana and Santo Domingo. But the key detail is the airport situation. There's a tiny La Romana airport right outside the gates. And then there's the really big, busy Punta Cana airport an hour and a half away. At La Romana, you walk off the plane, clear a small, super tiny, very calm terminal, and in about 5 minutes, you're at the resort gate. From there, it's another 10 to 15 minutes just to get through the estate to the lobby, which is your first hint that this is not a normal property. At Punta Cana, you get way more flight options, but the trade-off is that longer transfer in regular traffic. Why does that matter? Because once you drive through the Casa de Campo gates, you're in a sealed off world. It's remote in the best way. Quiet, secure, and self-contained, but you're not stuck in the middle of nowhere. You've got two major airports within reach, so it's still easy to get in and out. This resort really makes sense if you value space and variety. Think luxury travelers, golfers, destination wedding groups, multi-generational families, and big friend trips where some people want golf, some want spa, some want beach, and nobody wants to be bored after day two. It's also great if you like privacy and the feeling of being in a high-end neighborhood more than a loud party resort. So who shouldn't book here? Well, strict budget travelers, people who want everything walkable with just a few steps, or anyone who hates the idea of using a golf cart or shuttle to get around. This place is premium, I will say, but you're basically getting multiple destinations in one, and that's how you have to think about the price. Once you pass that front gate, you realize this isn't just a resort, it's a full-on city. Casa de Campo is 7,000 acres, which is roughly 11 square miles. That's the size of a small city, not a hotel complex. Inside the gates, you've got everything. The main resort buildings, tons of villas and mansions, a full marina with yachts, polo fields, an equestrian center, a 245-acre shooting center, three championship golf courses, and an entire replica of a European village on a cliff. If you drive a golf cart from one end of the property to the other, you're looking at about 20 to 25, maybe even 30 minutes of driving. Every guest room includes a golf cart. If you're in their premier suites, you get a nicer electric cart, but even the standard gas golf carts are fun. You're not walking downstairs to breakfast, you're driving through tree-lined roads, past villas and fairways, and then rolling up to the beach, the marina, or Italy, at Altos de Chavón. We warned our wedding guests repeatedly, this resort is huge, trust me, it's bigger than you think. And people still pull us aside after day one, like, you didn't say it was this big. For a lot of us, that freedom is a huge part of the magic. It feels like you own this little vehicle and this giant playground. If the idea of driving to dinner or calling shuttles sounds annoying though, that's important to know up front. Because think of Casa de Campo as four main worlds that each feel like their own trip. World number one is the main resort hub. This is where you find the lobby, the primary pool with the swim-up bar, the Lago buffet, the spa, and many of the standard rooms and premier suites. If you've ever stayed at an upscale all-inclusive, this area will feel very familiar. Lively pool scene, easy access to food and drinks, everything pretty close together. It's the best base for first-timers who want classic resort energy and convenience without giving up access to the rest of the property. World number two is Manitas Beach and the Manitas Beach Club. This is your white sand, calm water Caribbean moment. There are jetties that keep the waves gentle, volleyball, kid-friendly areas, and plenty of loungers. But it also has a split personality. On one side, you have the all-inclusive beach bar where all of your drinks are covered. On the other side, you've got the chic, adults-only Manitas Beach Club with its Instagram-ready pool and restaurant that are not included in the all-inclusive package. In practice, a day at Manitas feels like you left the main resort and went to a separate beach hotel. Anyone can hang out at the beach club area, but if you order food or drinks there, you're paying out of pocket even if you're on the all-inclusive plan. You can walk 5 minutes or so, though, to the included bar to grab drinks and bring them back, but that back and forth can get a little annoying once you're settled in by the pool. World number three is the marina. This is a full 370-slip marina with serious yachts, boutique shops, a wine store, a movie theater, and a mix of included and extra-cost restaurants. Walking around here at night feels less like resort property and more like a small coastal town somewhere in the Med. You'll even see real estate offices with listing for multi-million dollar villas and boats, which tells you the level of clientele that this kind of place attracts. And then world number four is Altos de Chavón, which honestly might be the wildest part. It's a recreated Italian-Spanish hill town built high above the Chavón River. Cobblestone streets, stone chapel, an amphitheater where major artists perform, little restaurants and bars, and that perfect golden light at sunset. One afternoon, we were sitting outside eating tacos at Chilango, watching another wedding happening by the chapel, and it genuinely felt like we had been teleported to Europe. It completely breaks the usual Caribbean resort platform of pool, buffet, repeat. The real magic of Casa de Campo is how all four of these worlds add up. Because one day feels like an European village trip, the next can feel like a classic Caribbean beach vacation, and then the next like a golf retreat or an active countryside estate. Because everything is so spread out, even at 99% capacity, which was due to their food and wine festival that was happening during our wedding, we never felt that packed in. we never felt that lounge chair hunting stress that you get at most big properties. So that's where you can go. Now let's talk about what you can actually do here, because Casa de Campo is not a sit by one pool for a week and call it a day kind of place. It almost feels like an adult adventure park that just happens to have a gorgeous beach and a spa bolted on. First, if you're a golfer, this place is going to be on your bucket list whether you realize it or not. Casa de Campo has three courses: Teeth of the Dog, Dive 4, and The Links. Teeth of the Dog is the famous one, consistently ranked the number one course in the Caribbean, with several holes right next to the ocean. It was actually closed for maintenance during our wedding, and our golfer friends were still blown away by the other golf courses. In real world use, here's what they told me. They said Dive 4 and The Links were some of the toughest courses they've ever played, but in a good way. Some rounds required a caddy, others made it optional, and every single person who took a caddy said it was absolutely worth it. Better lines, smarter club choices, and a lot less wandering around in the rough. So if you're a serious golfer, this is a destination course setup. If you're a casual player, you'll still have fun, but you're not just knocking around a basic resort 9-hole type course. Then there's the shooting center, which is one of the most surprising things I think to find at a Caribbean resort, because this isn't a little try it once, stand by the beach type of place. It's a full 245-acre shooting facility dedicated to sporting clays and skeet. With the all-inclusive plan, we actually got a 25-shot session included and booked it for right after our wedding. By the time we hit the last few clays, our shoulders and our grips were feeling it, and we both agreed that 25 shots is plenty for beginners. Our instructor, though, was patient. He dialed in our stance and made two total newbies feel super confident and confident in being able to shoot. Now, if you're more into horses than shotguns, Casa de Campo leans into that country estate energy in a big way. They've got full polo fields and a proper equestrian center, and unlimited horseback riding is included with the all-inclusive plan. You can book rides through trails and fields, and it genuinely gives this place the Hamptons meets that Caribbean type vibe. Over in Altos de Chavon, you may meet Margarita, the donkey with the flower crown. And she shows up around the village from time to time for events and for weddings. It's little touches like that that are part of what makes Casa de Campo feel more than just pools and beaches. It feels like so much more than that. So after the wedding, we booked a couple's massage at the spa, and that experience really drove home how dialed in their service is. You're privately escorted from space to space by staff with radios in their ears and tablets in hand, so you're never wondering where to go or what to do next. You're always just a few steps from what's next. You absolutely feel like a celebrity in there. Beyond the treatment rooms, there's a full thermal circuit with sauna, steam room, scented experience showers, plunge pools, both indoor and outdoor hydrotherapy areas, so it feels more like a wellness journey than just a quick massage. So if you're thinking, okay, but what if I just want a classic resort day? Well, then you're still covered, because the main pool has a proper swim-up bar, loungers, and that familiar all-inclusive energy. Families have kid-friendly areas, there's games, and even a full-size movie theater over by the marina. Now, we're very much in our no kids era, but the kids we saw with on-site childcare looked like they were having a great time while the adults went off and did their own thing. So you can absolutely spend your time here doing lazy pool days, bouncing between the beach, a couple of included activities, and dinner. Or you can go hard on golf, shooting, horses, and exploring every corner with your golf cart. All right. Let's get into the part that usually ruins most all-inclusive resorts: food and service. We went in with our expectations pretty low because, let's be honest, most all-inclusives are fine at best when it comes to food. Well, Casa de Campo flipped that script for us completely. We did a full site visit before our wedding, and they sat us down for a tasting that honestly felt like an endurance event. They brought every single hors d'oeuvres option, every buffet dish, desserts, and cake flavors, we left stuffed, but it told us two things. One, that they take food seriously, and two, they care that you're confident your guests will eat well as well. Throughout both the site visit and the wedding week, the food was consistently strong. The Lago Buffet near the main pool is a great example. This is not a chaotic kind of self-serve trough situation. It's chef staff stations, freshly prepared dishes, and a space that actually feels really calm and clean for a buffet. So if buffets normally gross you out, this one will likely change your mind a little bit. Now for sit-down meals, we kept going back to La Caña near the lobby. Breakfast, lunch, dinner, it was just reliable, well-executed food every single time. Over in Altos de Chavón, Chilango became our go-to for tacos. The duck carnitas tacos there are worth the golf cart ride all on their own. And then at the marina, you've got multiple restaurants with different vibes, plus a wine shop, and as I've already mentioned, the movie theater if you really want that more of a night out feel. So let's talk about the all-inclusive situation, because it's not your typical wristband type of affair. We chose the all-inclusive plan, and I honestly think it is a no-brainer for most people. Restaurant prices are high, and think more big city US restaurant pricing than little Caribbean beach town. If you paid a la carte for three meals a day plus drinks, your bill's gonna add up fast. With all-inclusive, most of your core dining is covered, and you can order without doing mental math every single time. But here's a little important nuance. All-inclusive does not mean every single venue on the property is included. For instance, I already mentioned that Manita's Beach Club is not included, and then some of the marina restaurants and the coffee and ice cream spots are also extra. The good news is the included restaurants are genuinely excellent. It's not just the cheap options while all the good stuff costs more. You can have a fantastic trip eating almost entirely within the all-inclusive list. The weirdest part, and this throws a lot of people off, is how they handle billing. Because even if you're all-inclusive, you still get a printed check at the end of every meal or round of drinks. So you hand over a little paper room card, they run it, and the receipt shows line items, a total, and separate lines for a 10% service charge and 18% tax. Mentally, that can mess with the it's all included vibe, because you know you're not paying those totals, but when you see $140 for breakfast for a couple people with some mimosas, it can be a little jarring. The way we reframed it was simple. Think of the receipt as a tracking system, not a bill. It's there so they can capture any true extras, like a premium bottle of wine or something from a not included spot, and so gratuities are documented. You can add extra tip if someone goes above and beyond, but you're not signing for every single drink like you're racking up a tab. On the drink side now, quality was absolutely solid. Cocktails and wine didn't feel watered down, and the bartenders were happy to tweak things if you wanted stronger or lighter pours. The vibe at Manita's Beach Club skews more adult and chic, while the all-inclusive pool bars gave you that classic frozen drink by the pool type energy. Now, service is where Casa de Campo really felt like a true luxury resort. Restaurant staff were consistently attentive without hovering. Transportation staff would happily shuttle anyone who didn't want to drive themselves, including less mobile guests who needed extra help. Now, personally, we love driving the golf cart around. We never really asked for a shuttle at all outside of some of the shuttle we needed to for our wedding, but we drove our golf cart even many times when it was drizzling or lightly raining with no problems at all, and it was just really fun to drive the golf cart around at any time of the day or night. On our site visit, we stayed in the casita-style rooms near the lobby. They were simple, very nice, and super convenient for hitting the main pool, the Lago Buffet, as well as La Caña. Now, that's a great base if you want to be centrally located and you don't need a private pool or a big shared living space. Now, for the wedding week, we leveled up into a beautiful 6-bedroom villa with a large private pool, open-air living areas, and plenty of space for friends to spread out. It felt less like a room at a resort and more like borrowing someone's luxury home inside of a gated community. At that villa, our housekeeper deserves her own shout out. Maya was fantastic. Every morning she pulled out a full breakfast spread, fruit, potatoes, bacon, sausage, and she even remembered that Taryn liked poached eggs specifically and made those just for her while the rest of us had our eggs scrambled. That level of care made the villa experience feel incredibly personal and is a big reason I'd recommend the villa option if you're coming with a group. Now, to be fair, there are some downsides. The mini bar is not included in the all-inclusive, no matter what type of room you're in, which does surprise a lot of people. The property is huge, so as I've said, you do have to be okay with carts or shuttles. This is not a walk-everywhere type of resort. And the all-inclusive rules can be a little confusing on day one while you figure out what's covered and what isn't. But once you understand the system, the combination of strong food, good drinks, and genuinely excellent service makes the all-inclusive feel like a smart decision, not a compromise. By the way, if you want to learn how to stay in luxury hotels like this for pennies on the dollar and fly business class for the price of economy, I do host a weekly travel podcast where we break down points and mile strategies step by step. So hit the link in the description or scan the QR code on screen to check it out. So like I've mentioned, Casa de Campo feels like four different vacations packed into one. European hill town, Caribbean beach, world-class golf retreat, and a country estate with horses and adventure sports. The sheer scale, the variety of experiences, and the consistently high level of service are what make it so special. You're going to love it here if you're a golfer, if you're planning a destination wedding, traveling with a big family or friend group, or you're a couple who gets bored at basic resorts and wants some variety without having to repack. You get space, you get privacy, and freedom to design totally different days. You should probably skip it if you need a tiny, walkable property or you're hunting for a cheap all-inclusive. You'll also want to skip it if the idea of driving around and calling shuttles sounds stressful instead of fun. But what stuck with me, again, is it never felt crowded, even at 99% capacity. It never felt chaotic just because of how spread out everything is. So for me, and for my wife, Casa de Campo is one of the best and most unique resorts we've ever stayed at in the Caribbean, and absolutely worth it as a splurge-worthy special occasion destination. So if you're curious on how all of this translates into an actual destination wedding, well, stay tuned for our next video where we break down what the planning process with Casa de Campo is like, which of their many venues we chose, and what you can realistically expect if you're getting married here. So hit the subscribe button so you don't miss it, and then go watch our full Casa de Campo wedding and villa experience in the next video.
The New York Times named the Frommer's Travel Podcast one of the 13 best for travel. Why did they like it? Well, they said, and I quote, "With charisma and candor, Pauline Frommer discusses the charms and ongoing transformations of places near and far, whether on the islands of Hawaii or on safari in Tanzania." Pretty nice, huh? We post new podcasts weekly, talking about travel from every angle. I hope you'll tune in.
Hey guys, Aaron Miller here from Armchair Explorer, and I just wanted to let you know that our new series is out now. We've got kite skiing across Antarctica, Aboriginal storytellers, and the craziest whitewater race in the world. We're going on a bucket list hike across Italy. We're going to the fjords of Norway in search of the Northern Lights and lots, lots more. Our goal is to take you on the trip of a lifetime every single week. You can find Armchair Explorer on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you're listening right now, and at VoiceScape.com.